Hello, everyone. My name is Elijah Davis. This is the 12th hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation. I'm down in Broadtown, Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is July the 5th, 2017. It is the 12th day of the 4th lunar month, 2021. We will start our first service today with a song entitled Face to Face with Yahshua, My Savior. Face to face with Yahshua, my Savior. Face to face, where will it be? When with rapture I behold Him, Yahshua, who died for me. Face to face shall I behold Him. Far beyond the starry sky, face to face in all His glory, I shall see Him by and by. Only faintly now I see Him, with the darkening veil between. But a blessed day is coming, His glory shall be seen. Face to face shall I behold Him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all His glory, I shall see Him by and by. What rejoicing in His presence, and our blessed grief and pain. The crooked ways are straightened, and the dark things shall be plain. Face to face I shall behold Him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all His glory, just see Him by and by. Face to face, O blissful moment, face to face is the end, oh. Face to face with my Redeemer, Yahshua, who loves me so. Behold Him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all His glory, I shall see Him by and by.
The law is the truth. Part 1, from starting this series, there's a lot to be read in the scriptures pertaining to the law and the truth. The word truth appears 235 times in 222 verses in the KJV, and we're going to start with the first verse. Genesis 24:27, that deals with the word truth. And he said, blessed be the Yahweh Elohim of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I've been in a way the Yahweh led me unto the house of my master's brethren. In Genesis 32:10, it said, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercy and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. Okay. Genesis 42:16. Send one of you and let him fetch your brother, and you shall be kept in prison, that your words may be proved, whether there be any truth in you or else. By the life of Pharaoh, surely you are spies. This is Joseph talking to his brothers. Exodus 18:21. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, says his fear Yahweh, men of the truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. Okay, now we're going to go to our memory verse, Psalms 119:142. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Okay. That's plain and simple enough, or is it? Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 22, and let's read verse 16. And the king said unto him, how many times shall I adjure thee that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Yahweh? So we're going to have our second identity of our message today is truth, nothing but the truth in all things. And now, therefore, behold, Yahweh hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets, and Yahweh hath spoken evil concerning thee. But Zedekiah, the son of Chenaniah, went there and smote Micaiah on the cheek and said, which way went the spirit of Yahweh from me to speak unto thee? And Micaiah said, behold, thou shalt see in that day, when thou shalt go into an inner chamber to hide thyself. And the king of Israel said, take Micaiah and carry him back unto Ammon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, thus saith the king, put this fellow into prison, and feed him with bread and affliction, and with water of affliction, until I come in peace. Micaiah said, if thou return at all in peace, Yahweh hath not spoken by me. And he said, hearken, O people, every one of you. So Micaiah pronounced the final judgment upon Ahab, and it was upheld. Verse 29, 1 Kings chapter 22. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up unto Ramoth Gilead. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and enter into the battle, but put thou on my robes. And the king of Israel disguised himself and went into the battle. Now therefore, behold, Yahweh hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these that thy prophets, and Yahweh hath spoken evil concerning thee. And Zedekiah, the son of Chenaniah, went near and smote Micaiah on the cheek and said, which way went the spirit of the Yahweh from me to speak unto thee? And Micaiah said, behold, thou shalt see in that day, and thou shalt go into an inner chamber to hide thyself. Then the king of Israel said, take Micaiah and carry him back unto Ammon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, thus saith the king, put this fellow in the prison and feed him with bread and affliction, and with water of affliction until I come in peace. So Ahab, he said, well, punish this prophet. And he said, I'm going to, until I come in peace. Well, we know Ahab never did come back in peace, so I hope they took that prophet out of the prison. Verse 28, and Micaiah said, if thou return at all in peace, Yahweh hath not spoken by me. And he said, hearken, O people, every one of you. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up unto Ramoth-Gilead. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, and the king, verse 30 again, and the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and enter into the battle. But put thou on thy robes. And the king of Israel disguised himself and went into the battle. But the king of Syria commanded his 30 and 2 captains that had ruled over his chariots, saying, fight neither with small nor great, save only with the king of Israel. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, surely it is the king of Israel. And they turned aside to fight against him, and Jehoshaphat cried out. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, that they turned back from pursuing him. And a certain man drew a bow at a venture, and smote the king of Israel, Ahab, between the joints of the harness. Wherefore he said unto the driver of his chariot, turn thine hand and carry me out of the host, for I am wounded. And the battle increased that day, and the king was stayed up in his chariot against the Syrian, and died at even. And the blood ran out of the wound into the midst of the chariot, and there went a proclamation throughout the host about the going down of the sun, saying, every man to his city, and every man to his own country. So the king died, and was brought unto Samaria. And they buried the king in Samaria, and one washed the chariot in the pool of Samaria, and the dogs licked up his blood, and they washed his armor according unto the word of Yahweh, which he spake. Now the rest of the acts of Ahab, and all that he did, and the ivory house which he made, and all the cities that he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Ahab slept with his fathers, and Hezekiah his son reigned in his stead. King Jehoshaphat of Judah. Verse 41, 1 Kings chapter 22. And Jehoshaphat the son of Asa began to reign over Judah in the fourth year of Ahab, king of Israel. And Jehoshaphat was 35 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Azubah, the daughter of Shilhi. And he walked in all the ways of Asa his father. He turned not aside from it, doing that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh. Nevertheless, the high places were not taken away, for the people offered and burnt incense yet in the high places. And Jehoshaphat made peace with the king of Israel. Now the rest of the acts of the Jehoshaphat and his might that he showed, and how he warred, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? and the remnant of the Sodomites, which remained in the days of his father Asa, he took out of the land. That means those homosexual queers, those sexual deviant people, he took them out of the land. Okay, it says, there was then no king in Edom. A deputy was king. Jehoshaphat made his ships of Tarshish to go unto Ophir for gold, but they went not, for the ships were broken at the Ezion Geber. Then said Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, unto Jehoshaphat, let my servants go with thy servants in the ships. But Jehoshaphat would not. And Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, his father. And Jehoram, his son, reigned in his stead. King Ahaziah of Israel, verse 51. Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, began to reign over Israel and Samaria in the 17th year of the Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and reigned 2 years over Israel. And he did evil in the sight of the Yahweh, and walked in the way of his father, and in the way of his mother, and in the way of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel a sin. But he served Baal, and worshipped him, and provoked to anger the Yahweh Elohim of Israel, according to all that his father had done. So that ends the first book of Kings. Now we go into 2 Kings, chapter 1. Okay, it says, Elijah prophesies unto Ahaziah, this evil king. Then Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab. Now Moab is kinfolks to Abraham. He's a they're Hebrews also. They're the descendants of Lot, the nephew of Abraham. And Ahaziah fell down through a latest in his upper chamber that was in Samaria, and was sick, and he sent messengers and said unto them, go inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover of this disease. But the angel of Yahweh said unto Elijah the Tishbite, arise, go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria, and say unto them, is it not because there is not a Yahweh in Israel, that ye go to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, which is Satan? Now therefore thus saith Yahweh, thou shalt not come down from that bed on which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. And Elijah departed. And when the messengers turned back unto him, he said unto them, why are you now turned back? They said unto him, there came a man up to meet us and said unto us, go turn again unto the king that sent you, and say unto him, thus saith Yahweh, is it not because there is not a Yahweh in Israel, that thou sendest the inquirer of the Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, which is Satan? Therefore thou shalt not come down from that bed on which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. And he said unto them, what manner of man was he which came up to meet you and told you these words? And he answered him, he was an hairy man, and girt with a girdle of leather about his loins. And he said, it is Elijah the Tishbite. Then the king sent unto him a captain of 50 with his 50. And he went up unto him, and behold, he sat on the top of a hill. And he spake unto him, thou man of Yahweh, the king has said, come down. Elijah answered and said unto the captain of 50, if I be a man of Yahweh, then let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And there came down fire from heaven and consumed him and his 50. Again, also he sent unto him another captain of 50 with his 50, and he answered and said unto him, O man of Yahweh, thus hath the king said, come down quickly. And Elijah answered and said unto them, if I be a man of Yahweh, let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And the fire of Yahweh came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. And he sent again a captain of the third 50 with his 50, and the third captain of 50 went up and came and fell on his knee before Elijah and besought him and said unto him, O man of Yahweh, I pray thee, let my life and the life of these 50 servants be precious in thy sight. Behold, there came fire down from heaven and burned up the two captains of the former 50 with their 50s. Therefore, let my life now be precious in thy sight. And the angel of Yahweh said unto Elijah, go down with him, be not afraid of him. And he arose and went down with him unto the king. And he said unto him, thus saith Yahweh, forasmuch as thou hast sent messengers to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, is it not because there is no Yahweh in Israel to inquire of his word? Therefore thou shalt not come down off that bed on which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. So he died according to the word of Yahweh, which Elijah had spoken. And Jehoram reigned in his stead in the second year of Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, because he had no son. Now the rest of the acts of Ahaziah, which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? Alright, that ends 2 Kings chapter 1. What do we learn from all of that? We learn that Yahweh raises up true prophets and speaks the truth in his name, and they are always in charge of every situation that's taken place in the land, with both the good kings and bad kings. That's what prophets are raised up for. That's what we're raised up for. And we will certainly prevail with Yahweh. Elijah ascends to heaven. Chapter 2, 2 Kings. And it came to pass when Yahweh would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Yahweh has sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Yahweh liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down unto Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Yahweh will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Yahweh hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Yahweh liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came unto Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came unto Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Yahweh will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered and said, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee, here, for Yahweh has sent me unto Jordan. And he said, as Yahweh liveth, and as my soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by the Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and a horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his clothes and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and smote the waters, and said, where is the Yahweh Elohim of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And they came unto to meet him, and bowed themselves unto the ground before him. And they said unto him, behold now, there be with thy servants 50 strong men. Let them go, we pray thee, and seek thy master, lest peradventure the spirit of Yahweh hath taken him up and cast him upon some mountain or into some valley. And he said, ye shall not sin. And when they urged him till he was ashamed, he said, sin. They sent therefore 50 men, and they sought 3 days, but found him not. And when they came again unto him, for he tarried at Jericho, he said unto them, did I not say unto you, go not? Elisha begins his ministry, verse 19. And the men of the city said unto Elisha, behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, as thy master seeth, but the water is not, and the ground is barren. And he said, bring me a new cruse and put salt therein. And they brought it unto him. And he went forth unto the springs of the waters, and cast the salt in there, and said, thus saith Yahweh, I have healed these waters, and there shall not be from thence any more death nor barren land. So the waters were healed unto this day according unto the saying of Elisha which he spake. And he went up from thence unto Bethel, and as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city and mocked him, and said unto him, go up, thou bald head, go up, thou bald head. And he turned back and looked on them, and cursed them in the name of the Yahweh. And there came forth 2 she-bears out of the wood, and tare 42 children of them. And he went from thence unto Mount Carmel, and from thence he returned unto Samaria. Okay, that ends chapter 2 of 2 Kings. Moab rebels against Jehoram. Now Jehoram, the son of Ahab, began to reign over Israel and Samaria. In the 18th year, Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and reigned 12 years. And he wrought evil in the sight of Yahweh, but not like his father and like his mother. For he put away the image of Baal that his father had made. Nevertheless, he cleaved unto the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, which made Israel to sin. He departed not therefrom. And Meshach, king of Moab, was a sheep master, and rendered unto the king of Israel 100,000 lambs and 100,000 rams of the wool. But it came to pass when Ahab was dead that the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel. and King Jehoram went out of Samaria the same time and numbered all Israel. And he went and sent unto Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, saying, The king of Moab hath rebelled against me. Dost thou go with me against Moab to battle? And he said, I will go up. I am as thou art, my people as thy people, and my horses as thy horses. And he said, Which way shall we go up? And he answered, The way is through the wilderness of Edom, the valley filled with water. Verse 9. So the king of Israel went, and the king of Judah, and the king of Edom, and they fetched the compass a 7 days' journey. And there was no water for the host and for the cattle that followed them. And the king of Israel said, Alas, that the Yahweh has called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. But Jehoshaphat said, Is there not here a prophet of the Yahweh that we may inquire the Yahweh by him? And one of the kings of Israel's servants answered, said, Here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hands of Elijah. And Jehoshaphat said, The word of Yahweh is with him. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Edom, went down unto him. And Elisha said unto the king of Israel, What have I to do with thee? Get thee unto the prophets of thy father and to the prophets of thy mother. And the king of Israel said unto him, Nay, for Yahweh has called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. And Elisha said, As the Yahshua of the host liveth, before whom I stand, surely hear the word not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah. I would not look toward thee nor see thee. But thou bring me a minstrel, and it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of Yahweh came upon him, and he said, Thus saith Yahweh, Make this valley full of dishes. For thus saith Yahweh, Ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain, yet that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts. And this is but a light thing in the sight of Yahweh. He will deliver the Moabites also into your hand. Ye shall smite every fenced city and every choice city, and shall fell every good tree, and stop all wells of water, and mar every good piece of land with stone. And it came to pass in the morning when the meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. When all the Moabites heard that the kings were come up to fight against them, they gathered all that were able to put on armor and upward and stood in the border. And they rose up early in the morning, and the sun shone upon the water, and the Moabites saw the water on the other side as red as blood. They said, This is blood. The kings are surely slain. They have smitten one another, now therefore Moab to the score. And when they came to the camp of Israel, the Israelites rose up and smote the Moabites, so that they fled before them. But they went forward, smiting the Moabites, even in their country. And they sat down, and they beat down the cities, and on every good piece of land cast every man his stone, and filled it, and they stopped all the wells of water, and filled all the good trees only in Tehoseth, left they the stone thereof, howbeit the slingers went about it and smote it. And when the king of Moab saw that the battle was too sore for him, he took with him 700 men that drew swords to break through even unto the king of Edom, but they could not. And he took his eldest son that should have reigned in his stead, and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall. And there was great indignation against Israel, and they departed from him and returned unto their own land. The widow's pot of oil. Chapter 4, 2 Kings. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, and saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear thee already. And the creditors is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And he said, Thine handmaid has not anything in the house save a pot of oil. And he said, Go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels unto her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And they all stayed. And she came and told the man of Yahweh, and he said, Go, sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Where do you think she sold the oil to? To the people that her son brought the vessels from. They had empty vessels. They needed oil too. The Shunammite's son raised, and it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunam, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread, and so it was, that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, Behold, now I perceive that this is an holy man of Yahweh, which passes by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick. And it shall be, when he cometh unto us, that he shall turn in thither. And it fell on a day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber, and lay there. And he said unto Gehazi, his servant, Call this Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, Say now unto her, Behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Will it shall be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among mine own people. And he said, What then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, Verily she hath no child, and her husband is old. And he said, Call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, About this season, according unto the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. Thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, Nay, my master, thou man of Yahweh, do not lie unto thine handmaid. Now the woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her according unto the time of life. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father unto the reapers. And he said unto his father, My head, my head. And he said to a lad, Carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till the noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of Yahweh and shut the door upon him and went out. And she called unto her husband and said, Send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of Yahweh and come again. And he said, Wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, It shall be well. And she saddled an ass and said unto her servant, drive and go forward, slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. So she went and came unto the man of Yahweh unto Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of Yahweh saw her afar off, that he said unto Gehazi, his servant, behold, yonder is that Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well. And when she came to the man of Yahweh to the hill, she called him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away, and the man of Yahweh said, let her alone. For her soul is vexed within her, and the Yahweh hath hid it from me, and hath not told me. And she said, did I desire a son of my master? Did I not say, do not deceive me? And then he said unto Gehazi, gird up thy loins, and take my staff in thine hand, and go thy way. If thou meet any man, salute him not. And if any man salute thee, answer him not again. And lay that my staff upon the face of the child. And the mother of the child said, as Yahweh liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he rose and followed her. Then Gehazi passed on before them, and laid the staff upon the face of the child. But there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him, and told him, saying, the child is not awake. And when Elisha was come into the house, behold, the child was dead, and laid upon his bed. He went in therefore and shut the door upon them twain, and prayed unto the Yahweh. And he went up and lay upon the child, and put his mouth upon his mouth, and his eyes upon his eyes, and his hands upon his hands, and he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro, and went up and stretched upon him. And the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said, call this Shunammite. So he called her. And when she was come in unto him, he said, take up thy son. Then went in, and I fell at his feet, and bowed herself unto the ground, and took up her son, and went out. More of Elisha's miracles. Verse 38. And Elisha came again unto Gilgal, and there was a dearth in the land. And the sons of the prophets were sitting before him. And he said unto his servant, sit on the great pot, and seethe the pottage for the sons of the prophets. And one went out into the field to gather herbs, and found a wild vine, and gathered thereof wild gourds his lap full, and came and shred them into the pottage of pottage, for they knew them not. So they poured out for the men to eat, and it came to pass, as they were eating of the pottage, that they cried out and said, O thou man of Yahweh, there is death in the pot, and they could not eat thereof. But he said, then bring meal, and he cast it into the pot, and he said, pour out for the people, that they may eat, and there was no harm in the pot. And there came a man from Baal Shalisha, and brought the man of Yahweh bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley, and 4 ears of corn, and the husks thereof. And he said, give unto the people, and that they may eat. And his servitor said, what should I set before 100 men? He said again, give the people, that they may eat. For thus said Yahweh, they shall eat and shall leave thereof. So he set it before them, and they did eat and left thereof according unto the word of Yahweh. There you have it. When you're called Yahweh to be his servant, he don't call you for nothing. He intends for you to fulfill His design that He has for you. Elisha cures Naaman, chapter 5 of 2 Kings. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him Yahweh had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies, and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. That she said unto her mistress, "Would Yahweh my master were with the people that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy." And one man and told his master, saying, "Thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel." And the king of Syria said, Go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel." And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, and 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 chains of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, "Now, when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant unto thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy." And it came to pass that the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his throat and said, Am I the Yahweh to kill and to make alive, that this man doth send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh to quarrel against me. And if it's so, when Elisha, the man of Yahweh, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent unto the king, saying, "Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, "Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again unto thee, and thou shalt be clean." But Naaman was wroth, and went away, and said, "Behold, I thought he will surely come out to me, and stand and call on the name of Yahweh, his Yahweh, and strike his hand over the face, and recover the leper. Are not Albana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? They are not washing them and be clean." So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, "My father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather than when he saith unto thee, 'Wash and be clean'? Then when he dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according unto the saying of the man of Yahweh, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned unto the man of Yahweh, he and all his company, and came and stood before him, and he said, 'Behold, now I know that there is no Yahweh in all the earth but in Israel. Now therefore I pray thee, take the blessing of thy servant.' But he said, 'As the Yahweh liveth before whom I stand, I will receive none.' And he urged him to take it, but he refused. And Naaman said, 'Shall there not then, I pray thee, be given to thy servant 2 mules, burden of earth? For thy servant shall henceforth offer neither burnt offering nor sacrifice unto other gods, but unto Yahweh. And this thing Yahweh pardon thy servant, and that when my master goeth into the house of Rimmon to worship there, and he leaneth on my hand and bow myself in the house of Rimmon, when I bow down myself in the house of Rimmon, the Yahweh pardon thy servant in this sin.' And he said unto him, go in peace. So they departed from him a little way. Gehazi's greed, this is the servant of Elisha. Verse 20, 2 Kings chapter 2. Chapter 5. After Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of Yahweh, said, Behold, my master has spared Naaman this Syrian, and not receiving at his hand that which he brought, but as Yahweh liveth, I will run after him and take somewhat of him. So Gehazi followed after Naaman. And when Naaman saw him running after him, he lighted down from the chariot to meet him and said, Is all well? And he said, All is well. My master has sent me, saying, Behold, even now there be come unto me from Mount Ephraim two young men of the sons of the prophets. Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver and two changes of garment. And Naaman said, Be content, take two talents. And he urged him and bound two talents of silver in two bags with two changes of a garment, and laid them upon two of his servants, and they bare them before him. And when he came into the tower, he took them from their hand and bestowed them in the house, and he let the men go, and they departed. But he went in and stood before his master, and Elisha said unto him, Whence comest thou, Gehazi? And he said, Thy servant went nowhither. And he said unto him, Went not thy mind heart with thee? And when the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee, is it a time to receive money and to receive garments and olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servants and maid servants? The leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow. Okay, chapter 6, 2 Kings. The Syrian's army blinded. And the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, Behold, now the place where we dwell with thee is too strait for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam. And let us make us a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, Go ye. And one said, Be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went up, went with them, and went. When they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was fell in a beam, the axe head fell into the water, and he cried and said, Alas, master. For it was barred, and the man of Yahweh said, Where fell it? And he showed him the place, and he cut down a stick and cast it in thither, and the iron did swim. Therefore said he, Take it up unto thee, and he put out his hand and took it. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, In such a place shall be my camp. And the man of Yahweh sent unto the king of Israel, saying, Beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians have come down. And the king of Israel sent unto the place which the man of Yahweh told him and warned him of, and saved himself there not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing, and he called his servants and said unto them, Will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, None, my master, O king, but Elisha the prophet that is in Israel. Tell us, the king of Israel, the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, Behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night. and compass the city about. And when the servant of the man of Yahweh was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Master, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see. And the Yahweh opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, mountain was full of horses and chariots as far round about Elisha. And when they came down unto him, Elisha prayed unto Yahweh and said, Smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. And Elisha said unto them, This is not the way, neither is this city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek. But he led them to Samaria. And it came to pass when they were come into Samaria that Elisha said, Yahweh, open the eyes of these men, that they may see. And Yahweh opened their eyes, and they saw, and behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. And the king of Israel said of Elisha, when he saw them, My father, shall I smite them? Shall I smite them? And he said, Thou shalt not smite them. Wouldst thou smite those whom thou hast taken captive, with thy sword and with thy bow? Set bread and water before them, that they may eat and drink, and go to their master. And he prepared great provisions for them. And when they had eaten and drunk, he sent them away, and they went to their masters. So the bands of Syria came no more into the land of Israel. We have that problem today. We have a warfare going on in Syria today because Esau, the king of Syria today, he wants to destroy Israel. He hates Israel. And so Yahweh is occupying him with his other enemies all around about him to fight against another foe. And they're all fighting each other in Syria. They don't have time to think about fighting against Israel. So in the matter of 2 Kings chapter 5, chapter 6, verse 24, And it came to pass after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his host and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine in Samaria, and behold, they besieged it. They besieged it until an ass head was sold for 40 pieces of silver, and a fourth part of a cab of dove's dung for 5 pieces of silver. And the king of Israel was passing by upon the wall. There cried a woman unto him, saying, Help my master, O king. And he said, If the Yahweh do not help thee, when shall I help thee? Out of the barn floor or out of the winepress? And the king said unto her, What aileth thee? And she answered, This woman said, Give thy son, that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow. So we boiled my son and did eat him, and said unto her on the next day, Give thy son, that we may eat him. And she hath hid her son. And it came to pass, when the king heard the words of the woman, that he rent his clothes, and he passed by upon the wall, and the people looked, and behold, he had sackcloth within upon his flesh. Then he said, Yahweh do so, and more also unto me, if the head of Elisha the son of Shaphat shall stand on him this day. But Elisha sat in his house, and the elders sat with him, and the king sent a man from before him. But ere the messenger came unto him, he said unto the elder, See ye how this son of a murderer has sent to take away mine head? Look, when the messenger cometh, shut the door, and behold him fast at the door. Is not the sound of his master's feet behind him? And while he yet talked with them, behold, the messenger came down unto him, and he said, Behold, this evil is of the Yahweh. What should I wait? What should I wait for the Yahweh any longer? Well, looks like we come to the end of our study. This is our contact. This is the 11th hour call. That's number 11. Click on our audio archive. We're going to close now. Here we have my daughter standing.
my door is standing, patient and strong is here. And just within behind me, there is a voice I hear. Sweetly the tones are falling, open the door for me. If thou hate my calling, thou wilt abide with me. All through the dark you're hearing, knocking again is he. Just for a time not weary, waiting so long for me. The tongues are falling, open the door for me. If thou hate my calling, I will abide with thee. Door of my heart, I hasten, leave the hope that though he rebuke and chasten, he shall with me abide. Sweetly the tongues are falling, open the door.